Tom Terrell is a member of the very quickly acclaimed The Modern Grass, whose dizzying combination of bluegrass, jazz, blues, folk, gypsy, and roots music has made them one of the most interesting and exciting bands to see live, whether performing alone or with the band. The technical skill and rooted songwriting has made Tom one of my favorite performers to see in town, and he's here with me in the studio. So I wanted to, we sort of had this idea to have you come on and not only talk about The Modern Grass and what you've done, but also sort of bring in some of your influences and the stuff that you love. So you came carting a guitar, but also a whole bunch of vinyl. So we're going to try to fit as much of it in as we can. Awesome. But I wanted to start by asking you sort of how you got into bluegrass and roots music to begin with.
I got into bluegrass music. I was busking a lot in Victoria, B.C., and a banjo player, clawhammer banjo player by the name of Pete Reed, kind of got some gigs and needed a bluegrass guitar player, so he said, I'll teach you how to play bluegrass guitar and pay you for some gigs. So I got into it that way, and then I quickly, not too long after that, ended up on the sort of living on the couch of there's a band called Outlaw Social from British Columbia, and there was two guys from that band, another guy named James Whittle. James Whittle plays mandolin, Oliver Swain on the bass, and Adam Dobrez on the guitar, and they're some of Canada's best and acoustic musicians, and I was so surrounded by that, and I never really turned back after that experience.
Hey, so that's sort of the learning the instrument part of it. I saw in the thank yous for High on the Mountain, you wrote, Mike at the River House for encouraging me to be a folk musician. When did you start writing songs?
Oh, I started writing songs probably I was about 23 years old. I'd been playing drums. I've been playing drums in a punk rock band for the longest time, and I just started studying jazz on the drums. I came back for a summer and started getting into the guitar pretty seriously, and started writing songs then. Yeah, and Mike was a guy in just outside of my hometown who every time I'd come back to town or pass through town, he'd give me a gig, and lots of people would come out, and it was always great. And he was always telling me how much he loved just the fact that I was just doing folk music when I first started, so that's what that was about. Yeah.
And did the punk music, and it's like, I know you, like you mentioned sort of studying jazz, but did the punk have an influence as well? Do you feel like you carried that over? I always think of, there's a lot of great punk musicians that became great country music musicians, like Greg Graffin, but there's also, I feel like there's a connection between the feeling of those two styles of music, so do you see that?
Oh, I do, for sure. Been a long time since I played punk music. I still listen to it and check out shows, but I definitely see how those two can relate. Wouldn't even be sure how to put it in words right now, but I know what you mean. And it totally affected the way I play music too. Like, especially in the bluegrass realm, there's a lot of really nice, soft, melodic players. It's really nice, and I've always had a heavy hand, and that probably comes from punk music. Yeah.
And so the Modern Grass explores and plays with a lot of genres. We mentioned it at the start, kind of gypsy and roots and bluegrass and jazz and blues. What do you see as being at the core of that project and those songs?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One of those is our songs, which is how we all got together because we love playing music together, and that would be the other sort of piece of the puzzle. It started with my songs and with some of the other guys' songs, and as much as we've all gotten into bluegrass, jazz, musicianship, everyone in the band individually really appreciates the song, and so that's a big part of it for sure. Yeah. And the other part's just communicating musically together, which is so fun, and we all love to do so.
And did that happen immediately with the group of guys that make up the Modern Grass, or is that something that you've seen grow, and now that there's a lot, like, I feel like a live performance is a big part of what the Modern Grass does, and even the album is sort of a live off-the-floor recording. So how did that communication develop?
Well, when I first moved out here, I hooked up with Donald just through a friend, and we did some gigs together. Then, not too long after that, I met Adam and Andrew at the Bluegrass Jam, and being some of the few bluegrass players and in town, we started hanging out a lot after that. Actually, we played every week, probably almost every week. Since we met for about 3 or 4 years at a bluegrass jam, and I lived on their couch for months. Then we all lived together, so we're constantly playing, constantly being around each other. So that we had a lot of practice learning how to communicate with each other.
So you brought in a record here that we're gonna start with. Do you wanna? The song is Cherry. Red. That could have been a guess. I could have probably. Do you want to set that up? Tell me a little bit about why you want to start with this track.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite albums. I got a whole bunch of LPs given to me actually by a teacher in Victoria, and this is one of them. It's features Count Basie, classic blues and jazz piano player, and Joe Turner, one of my favorite bluesmen. So they did this album called The Bosses. They both kind of have the nickname The Boss. Joe Turner's the boss of the blues, and I think they called Count Basie the boss too. So yeah, this is them doing a tune together. And we'll be right back.
was Cherry Red by Joe Turner and Count Basie, a pick by Tom Terrell, who's joining me in studio today with a stack of vinyl and a guitar and answering some questions about great songs. So that, so I don't know why we had that on repeat, but do you want to tell me about sort of what you think makes a great song? As you were going through all of your vinyl and picking out what you wanted to play, how would you describe a great song?
Well, I guess when you first play a record, or nowadays a playlist or something, I guess, it's the one song that sticks with you, and you go to put it on again, and you're like, what was that one? I like songs that move me one way or another. Musicianship always comes into it. There's favorite players and favorite styles, but that's kind of a hard question, what makes a good song, because there's an instrumental song, there's tunes, and there's songs.
I wanted to ask you about the technical side of things, too. Do you think that your songwriting has changed as you've become a better player? Have you noticed that interaction between the musicianship side of it and the writing side of it, how they relate?
Yeah, I have. It can be good sometimes. Sometimes I find it difficult to sort of decide whether I should be practicing guitar, playing guitar, or writing. So in that way, it can be a little bit annoying. Because there was a time when it was just all about strumming a guitar and writing for me. But I always sort of, as I was spending more time educating myself on different instruments, I always sort of had the thought in mind that my songs could sound so much cooler if I could play jazz changes instead of just whatever I was doing at the time. So yeah, I definitely noticed the interaction there.
And so when you started, like, let's say learning some jazz arrangements and other type of arrangements, did you start structuring your writing in a way to respond to that and finding new ways to express things? I guess, can you think of a time when a chord changed what you wanted to say?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And the more I got into to music that way, the more I realized I could express myself through music that way. And definitely a chord has changed the way I felt, and then changed what I decided to write, for sure.
Can you remember some of the first songs that you heard that made you think that you could do something different with music? Is Tom Waits one of them that we're gonna play?
Yeah, he's definitely one of them. Yeah. What was it about him? Just his frankness and honesty and his weirdness, and great production, obviously, on a lot of his albums. So this next one's called, I believe it's Christmas Card from a Hooker in New York, is it?
We'll find out where she's from. Minneapolis. That's what I thought. Yeah, somewhere much sadder than, yeah. Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis, and it comes off an album called Blue Valentine. So do we want to go to that? Do you have anything? Yeah?
Okay.
So we're going to go to Tom Waits. You're listening to Why Folk, Why Not. Tom Terrell is in the studio here with me. We're going to come back and hear something from him, the man himself. But first, Tom Waits from 1978. This is Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. Thank you.
pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. Now stop taking dope, quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays the trombone, works out at the track. He says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says that he raised him up like he would on sun. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. It takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Hey Charlie, I'll think about you time I pass the filling station. The counter on the grease you swear in your hair. Still loud that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. Oh, now how do you like that? Went crazy. Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know is either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Hey Charlie, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot, I wouldn't sell any of them. Drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey Charlie, for God's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have a husband, he don't play the trombone. Need to borrow money to pay this lawyer, Charlie Hay. I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
You are tuned into Why Folk Why Not on CKDU 88.1 FM. That was Tom Waits with a track off of his 1978 release Blue Valentine, and the song was Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. That was another pick by Tom Terrell, who's joining me here in studio this morning to play some of his favorite music off of a nice pile of vinyl that he brought in, but also share a few tunes of his own. So that's what we're going to go to now. We've been chatting and chatting. But we're going to hear a song. So do you want to set this up, Tom, and let us know what you want to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play a tune off of an album I recorded in about 2005 or so. It was a recording in Vancouver. I was living in Victoria, BC at the time, and playing a lot with a violin player named Mac Johnson. And so we recorded an album called Tom and Mac creatively, and I'm going to play a tune off that called City Ghosts, and It's a tune about, as I said, I was busking a lot and I was spending a whole lot of time on the streets in Victoria. I was having a lot of fun, I guess, so, and surprisingly making a decent living that way. But I got to spend a lot of time with some very interesting people and got an interesting glimpse into what it's like to be homeless. I wasn't homeless per se. I had a van and I had a lot of great friends and support, but I met a lot of people who didn't have those kind of things happen. So I wrote this song about a couple of them. When he smiles, he don't know where he's coming from. I didn't try that verse again. 2005, like I said. Still he smiles like he ain't never seen a cloud in the sky. But if you ask him, he can't say quite why. And if you ask him, he just might cry. Well, these cities, they ain't made of flesh and bone. It's silver and gold and every penny that you own and a star. They made us wonder. Now the street lights just piss on our dreams. Say she needs a crutch to lean on. Still we walk by, even though we hear her cry. Come on, man, I just gotta get by. And she prays to the Lord, take me downstream. I'll go anywhere, just wake me from this horrible dream. But sister, you should have read. On this pavement, your God is dead. Well, these cities they made, flesh and bone, it's silver and gold, and a diamond throne, a star. less wonder. Now the streetlights just piss on our dream.
Great. That was Tom Terrell live here in the studio at CKDU. You're listening to Why Folk, Why Not. We're going to go to another song that Tom brought in by Lefty Frizzell. It's Is It Only That You're Lonely? And then we'll come back and get one last performance by Tom before we say farewell for the day. Here is Lefty Frizzell. You're listening to Why Folk, Why Not.
Is it only that you're lonely, and I happen to be near? Well, a beautiful beginning soon be ending with a tear. Is it only that you're lonely? Will you give your love tomorrow as you give your lips to mine? That light that shines in your eyes I've seen many times, and I knew those eyes were just telling lies. I love you. Well, you never set me free. Is it only that you're lonely? Are lonely only for me?
That light that shines in your eyes.
I love you. Well, you never set me free. Is it only that you're lonely? Are lonely only for me?
Only for me.
That was Lefty Frizzell. Is It Only That You're Lonely? With that amazing voice off of an album called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. One of the choices of Tom Terrell's, who is joining me in the studio today. And we are just about at the end of our time, but we're going to get one more track from Tom. So if you want to set this up, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a cover tune here, if that's okay. And it's by a guy named Grayson Capps. Who I actually don't know all that much about. I heard the song, I heard a sort of an electrified version, live version of the song years ago, and loved it, and I've been playing it and finger picking it ever since then. So it's called Washboard Lisa. Standing on the corner of Royal Street on a Sunday afternoon, out there by the old AMP, barefoot in the sun in June. I saw her playing with the big brass band with old Gabe Jr. on guitar. I saw her playing with Johnny Mooney too, uptown at Madigan's bar. Washboard Lisa, wash away your sin. Let 'em go down the drain. Or every time you move your funny little hands, it takes away all my pain. Said hello, we were out there on the street. Man, I looked into her eyes. She said that she knew Tom Robin. I believe that was a lie. How can New Orleans be so good to a Lucky Strike smoking queen, with a rip in her dress and her dirty toes, out there living life just like a dream. Washboard Lisa, wash away your sin. Let 'em go down the drain. Every time you move your funny little hands, takes away all my pain.
That was really great. That was Tom Chell live in studios here at CKDU. He's been joining me this morning, playing some of his favorites from a collection of vinyl here, and then also a few performances by himself. So we are going to close with a track by Joel Plaskett. We've been playing a lot of sort of classic selections up to this point, and this maybe is classic Halifax, but it's quite a bit newer than a lot of the stuff that we've played. So you traded one coast for the other, and I just wanted to, before we let you go, talk maybe a little bit about sort of what you found when you came out east in terms of music, and maybe the landscape change in terms of being a writer.
Yeah. The landscape and the weather change. That's a big one. it took me a little while to sort of get... I guess there's a bigger culture shock than I imagined. I didn't imagine there would be one at all. It's Canada, and I'd traveled through before, but moving out here changed a lot in my writing. As far as playing goes, that's kind of all about who you meet, and so in that way it changed my playing for sure.
And did you find any inspiration in the Halifax music scene? Like, for example, what Joel Plaskett did with La Di Da, or any of the other musicians around here that are doing kind of a neo-folk or kind of folk rock thing?
Yeah, I think the first band I saw in Halifax was at the Seahorse, and it was the Grass Mountain Hobos.
Ah, yeah.
And that was a really cool experience for me. But for the most part, I wasn't going out a lot. I was listening to old music, so it was more from the landscape and the people I met than sort of what was happening in the music scene. Since then, I've discovered and been inspired by all sorts of great Halifax music, but at that time, yeah, it was more of the landscape, the switch from quaint beauty and freezing cold temperatures from what I come from, which is extravagant landscape and mild all year round.
So do you think the nuance and the extremity of the East Coast, did you try to translate that musically just because that's what you were experiencing?
Yeah, absolutely. I recorded an album called Blue Morning, which happened just before the Modern Grass got together, and that's kind of all of that's what that album's all about, sort of realizing that switch and trying to express it, you know, the switch for people out here and what it's like out here for people back home type thing.
Yeah, the translation for everybody.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for coming in today, Tom. I'm really glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to go with Absent-Minded Melody by Joel Plaskett. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this on our way out?
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard this, I was in BC, in Victoria, and it was not too long before I moved here, actually, and I did not know Joel Plaskett was from Halifax. All I knew was someone gave me the album, and I loved it. Wow, this is great. I played the crap out of it. And then I got gifted this vinyl not too long ago. But yeah, this is off La Di Da, and it's one of my favorite Joel Plaskett tracks and albums.
Okay, you're listening to iFolk, Why Not?
Dusk as all the shadows fall, the sun is laid to rest. At night the city comes to life as the light dies in the west. Here we stand as some local bands in circles round the clock. Smoke so thick you need a lighthouse, so loud I can't hear myself talk. Like it was before. I don't know what happened here. I guess we just got bored. The good old days, well, I suppose. I'm glad they're behind us now. The only thing worse than growing up is never quite learning how. Late at night we toss and we turn, lay awake till dawn. We close our eyes as the sun comes up and we're gone. Tonight in the deep dark.